Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Thursday, September 19th. There was a big police response to a vehicle theft in Kincardine yesterday. South Bruce OPP say they were called early Wednesday morning about a stolen pickup truck and trailer. The suspect ended up abandoning the vehicle in the area of Burvey Side Road and Concession 5 and then took off on foot. The OPP West Region Emergency Response Team and K-9 unit were called in. A 27-year-old North Huron man was arrested. He faces a list of charges. Wyerton's BIA will continue to operate now that two people have stepped up to be on the board. Vacancies were threatening to suspend the downtown beautification group's operations for a year. South Bruce Peninsula Mayor Jay Kirkland is thankful people stepped up to join the board.
Real nice that the problem solved and the BIA carries on because they are beneficial for the, in my opinion, for Main Street. Wyerton do a great job.
A private long-term care home in Chesley is closing and residents and staff will have to find another place to live and work. A Southbridge Care Homes executive confirms in a letter Parkview Manor in Chesley will close December 31st. The company says it made the decision because of the challenge of meeting a fire code regulation related to sprinklers. Gray Highlands is applying for grant funding for upgrades to the Flesherton and District Arena. The municipality is hoping for $300,000 from the Community Sport and Recreation Fund to help pay for mechanical updates. On the national news, the Bloc Québécois will not support a non-confidence motion against Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's minority government. Bloc leader Yves-François Blanchet says his party works for Quebec and not the Conservatives, who will propose the non-confidence vote next week. A new toonie honoring the 100th anniversary of the Royal Canadian Air Force is now in circulation. The Royal Canadian Mint says the $2 coin showcases several current and historic planes that played critical training and security roles around the world. And Toronto's Pearson Airport got a less-than-stellar rating in a customer satisfaction survey. J.D. Power put Pearson second-to-last among North American airports, just above Newark Liberty in New Jersey. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Broadhead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The Yankees and Brewers are the first two teams to officially clinch playoff spots. Detroit beat the Royals for their fourth straight win. Tigers are just a half game back of a wild card. Shohei Ohtani got a little closer to the first 50-50 season with his 49th stolen base. Bowden Francis was good again, but the bats were quiet. Rangers shut out the Jays 2-0. Maple Leafs hit the ice for training camp this morning. They host Ottawa in their first preseason game on Sunday. Rogers reached a deal to become the majority owner of MLSE by purchasing Bell's stake for $4.7 billion. MLSE owns the Leafs, Raptors, TFC, and the Argos. Argos have a big game tomorrow night when they host the Tiger Cats. In the NFL, Patriots play the Jets tonight. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now, here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Attack beat the Barrie Colts in OHL preseason action last night. Fred Wallace has this report.
Matthew Kaprowski would make 30 saves for the win as the Attack doubled up Barrie 4-2. Braden Rogers had a goal and an assist for Owen Sound, who scored their first preseason victory. Owen Sound wraps up the preseason Sunday afternoon at home against North Bay. Fred Wallace at the J.D. MacArthur Arena.
That's sports. You can always find more and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather's coming up next. Sunny today with a high of 27, feeling more like 32, then clear sky tonight and a low of 15. More sunshine tomorrow and 26, and a mix of sun and cloud on Saturday with a high of 25.